Let's take a look at a little farm news here for your Tuesday on KLGR. The seventh round of talks to renegotiate NAFTA were wrapping up yesterday in Mexico City. The three countries have taken some incremental steps toward an agreement on some of the lower-level issues. However, trade negotiators and almost anyone else interested in the NAFTA negotiations acknowledge that the looming threat of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum was overshadowing any progress that was made. Negotiators said most of their weekend meetings started off talking about tariffs instead of the agreement itself. After the sixth round, Politico says there was a feeling of accomplishment as all three countries felt the others were getting more engaged in the process. A business source has told Politico that round seven has felt a little more anticlimactic because of the tariff news, which took up a lot of time and energy in Mexico City. Negotiators didn't spend a lot of time with some of the heavier issues, including automotive rules of origin and investor-state dispute settlements. There have been some progress made in areas like a chapter on good regulatory practices, which was closed last Thursday. Other chapters in the discussion schedule in Round 7 included sanitary and phytosanitary chapters, as well as telecommunications. Roughly half of the agreement's chapters are between 80 and 90% completed. Analysts are saying that President Trump's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports could be hard on farmers. Trump hasn't officially imposed the tariffs, but the decision doesn't have the support of his entire cabinet and has raised eyebrows all over the world. Jeff Harrison of Combest, Sell, and Associates told AgriTalk that there was real possibility this could invite retaliation against agriculture in the U.S., adding that the consequences are too real. Sean Haney of RealAg.com says America's partners in NAFTA will likely hit the hardest. Will there be exemptions, Haney asked. From what I've read, the president has been very firm on no exemptions. If the president follows through on his threat to implement tariffs, it would be because of national security concerns. That's something that Canada takes offense to. It's entirely inappropriate to view Canada as a national security threat to the United States, says Chrystia Freeland, Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs. Edge, a dairy cooperative in Wisconsin, says a trade war will likely result in fewer dairy sales for American dairy producers, which would come at a very bad time. The National Farmers Union kicked off their 116th annual convention Sunday in Kansas City. Over 450 members came in from all over the country to attend the annual event. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the convention is the number one event of the year for the family farmer-driven organization. Over the next few days, Farmers Union members will engage with industry experts, policymakers, thought leaders, and their fellow farmers on topics of vital importance to family farm agriculture. Among more important topics, members will discuss the depressed farm economy, negotiations on the upcoming farm bill, extreme consolidation in the ag sector, and the success of the next generation of family farmers. Johnson says this year's policy deliberations at the convention will be especially important as family farmers and ranchers face a dismal economy, waves of consolidation, and upcoming farm bill negotiations. He says that's in addition to the normal volatility they deal with on a day-to-day basis. We look forward to our members setting positions that are representative of the policy solutions that work for family agriculture and rural communities. That's been a look at farm news here on KLGR.